from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Chiefs linebacker Jack Cochran stopping by. We were just talking a little extra work, or at least first team reps today. Obviously not for, you know, Nick Bolton's hurt, but still a nice opportunity for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's a lot of great opportunities in camp, and I've kind of adapted to just being ready whenever my number's called, and try and be able to do as much as possible and help our team be successful as possible.
What's the most difficult thing, whether it's now working with the ones today or just being in camp in general? This is year two for you. What's the one thing maybe fans just don't even realize? What's the most challenging thing you're doing out there?
Well, I would say, honestly, iron kind of sharpens iron here. Obviously, we're playing against one of the best offenses in the NFL every day, and Pat being one of the best to ever do it. So playing against him every day is a unique challenge. And he, you know, he's going to find that whatever weaknesses you got, which is a really good opportunity for us to kind of figure out what those are. Early, and that way we can, you know, grow from those things and adapt and get better.
When you guys go back to the dorms, do you score keep? Like, how we got you today? Is there a little bit of, like, you know, we got you today. We got the better of long drive yesterday. It seemed like the defense maybe got the better.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you definitely keep score. I mean, you're playing against the same group of guys every day, and we're all competitors. So, we're definitely keeping some tallies, I would say.
So a couple of times I feel like once every year there's a time at camp, and then there's just, like, some big concert back at Arrowhead. Tonight it's Morgan Wallen. Is the team going?
I cannot speak to everyone else. I know I have family in town, so I'll be hanging out with them, maybe grab some dinner, and so it'll be pretty chill for
So you
for
won't be at Morgan Wallen.
That's correct.
But some of the other team might be.
I can't speak for everyone else.
We'll find out tonight, I'm sure. Usually that whatever the Arrowhead concert is this time of the year in camp, you know, was it Kenny Chesney last year, or somebody like that? Are you a country music guy?
Absolutely.
Though?
Yeah, I grew up in the Midwest, so country music through and through.
Who's your concert you go to or you've been to, favorite artist?
That's a good question. I did Zach Brown Band, really love that, and I also did Zach Bryan this spring in Des Moines. He was extremely talented as well. Really enjoyed that. I was fanboying for sure.
So we were doing a little research. We're like, all right, so Jack's gonna join us on the show. Let's figure out what's new in his life. Looks like you just bought a house.
I did. Wow, you guys are doing your research.
Look, we dug in deep. Yeah. I think your real estate agent posted it. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, first time homeowner, so figuring out what that's all about. It's really nice, I'll say, but man, there's so many little projects. And every time you're sitting around, it's never just like chilling. There's always, I could be fixing this doorknob or, you know, doing whatever it might be.
So are you fix-it-yourself guy, or are you like, you know, have a handyman or calling a contractor? Like, if you need to flip a bathroom, are you going to lay the tile?
I try to be. Anything that requires more than a quick YouTube search or a quick article online, I'm going to delegate it off to someone else. But it's a work in progress. I would love to be that DIY guy, but it's not me right
we
now.
Talk about this. YouTube is incredible for that.
It
I fixed a dryer this year.
Yeah.
I like took it apart because, like, man, YouTube will show me how to change a part.
Yeah, you can find just about anything on there. I'll tell you what.
We're talking to Chiefs linebacker Jack Cochran here from Chiefs camp. Now, Cody and the guys, our producer, give me a hard time because I'm awful with anything. It doesn't matter. So I will, you know, like TaskRabbit or these different, I will pay. They get, you know, to put up a TV stand, a mount or whatever. I can't do it, man. I don't have the patience. I wanted to take a TV mount off actually recently, and I don't have the tool to even take the damn mount off the wall.
What do you mean? A socket wrench? Are you talking about a socket wrench?
Even though they need the tool.
Yeah.
So my rule is
the thingy with the knobs.
I buy furniture from IKEA, right? And my rule is I'll assemble anything that doesn't have drawers. Once it's got drawers, it's out of my realm.
That's where it goes wrong. It's going to get too crooked or something?
Yeah, I did it a couple times, and it doesn't come out right, or it ends up falling down or something. So that's where I draw the line.
Never my thing, man. Some people think it's crazy, but I at least want it set up right. Otherwise, it's not going to work for me or anything like that. Back to football just for a second. This year, it's a complete unknown for us. Maybe it is somewhat for you guys. The new kickoff rule. I know you're a big special teams guy for this team, an important piece in that regard, too. So what do we not know about this kickoff rule? What are maybe you guys still waiting to figure out?
Yeah, I think what's going to be interesting is no one really knows what anyone else is going to do. So we're kind of just brainstorming. Obviously, we've got our returns and kind of our kickoff concepts, but that first time we go out there, it's going to be the first time we've ever seen another NFL team run a kickoff or kick return rep. So it's kind of, I guess it'll be a little bit trial by fire. Obviously, Coach Tobe and Coach Hill are the best in the business, in my opinion. So they're working really hard at it, and we're getting a ton of reps at it. And obviously, it's new techniques and new schemes for us. So we're all just kind of trying to figure out the fundamentals of it. And then as the season goes on, I'm sure we'll be ready to adapt with kind of whatever everyone's doing and whatever works for us.
Do you guys like watch the game tonight? Like, it's a Hall of Fame game, but like someone's gonna have to do the regular kickoff, right? I mean, you get a first look at somebody's attempt at what it looks like, or do they just bury it? Are you guys just gonna bury it out of the back of the end zone in preseason and say we don't want to tip our hand?
I think there's probably an element of that. Obviously, our nights are pretty busy, so I don't know if we'll be able to tune in a little bit, but I'll definitely be checking out the special teams and kind of see what that looks like. But like you said, I don't think anyone's going to run their real ringer stuff until the regular season. But if nothing else, it's a great opportunity to kind of just see what it looks like and kind of learn from that as much as you can.
And we were saying, even from just a fan perspective, it makes sometimes preseason can be as preseason, but the new kickoff rule changes that, I think, for a lot of fans. Like there's actually a little bit of intrigue with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I know we're all really pumped about it. I always think the preseason is awesome. There's so many guys who are winning jobs and creating opportunities for themselves. So to me, it's a really special time in this league and something that without it, I think a lot of guys might not get the opportunities both on the team they're on and throughout the league that they do because of preseason.
Something Cody and I were talking about is we're joined by Jack Cochran, Chiefs linebacker. I don't know if you saw it went viral yesterday, and Patrick Mahomes also quote-tweeted it. The former Georgia quarterback, now Nebraska quarterback, how similar he is to Patrick Mahomes. Have you seen that?
So I saw
Here's the photo again. But so
this Oh, my.
So the one on the left, that's Raiola, one of the top quarterbacks in college football heading in.
He wears 15 in Nebraska.
And then there's highlights Nebraska put out yesterday, and even just some of his mechanics. I mean, I guess he's getting trained by Bobby Stroop as well, Mahomes' trainer, so that explains some of it. But, I mean, you can see.
Yeah, he's rocking the Adidas too, man. He's really doing it. At first, I had to squint and figure out who's who.
He's like, wait, is that Pat?
Well, that's a younger picture of Pat too, so.
Yeah, we were saying Raiola, he's got a couple more pounds on Patrick,
he's
I think.
For sure,
you know?
A little bit more beefy. But, yeah, no, that's doppelganger for sure, yeah.
Which, Hall of Fame game, I guess that's at least what makes it interesting. Like, when you grew up watching football, which were the players that you were like, I want to be just like that guy? Were you like a pay attention to the quarterback guy, or were you always like loved linebacker play, whatever?
Yeah,
right?
So that's a good question. I was a big Luke Kuechly fan, and Ray Lewis, and Ed Reed, those were kind of my guys on the defensive side of the ball. I actually grew up a Green Bay fan, so I was always a big Aaron Rodgers fan, a big Brett Favre fan when I was younger. So I was just diehard football fan and was watching every game, every weekend. I'm just on the couch watching ball.
So you went back to Lambeau then last year. Was that your first time at Lambeau, or had you gone as a fan, man?
I had gone as a fan to watch a couple games when I was a kid, but obviously it was cool. Snow flurries during pregame. It was definitely a full circle moment where, in this game, it's obviously a very cool experience of getting to do what we do, but it kind of just becomes routine, and this is what you do. So you have to take those moments to kind of stop and take a moment of appreciation for where you're at and how blessed we are to get to do what we do.
You said your family's in town. Do they stay at your house while you stay in the dorm? Do you go back to Kansas City for dinner? What's the play normally?
So, it's nice. My house is up on the north side, so if they come, they'll stay at my place, and they got about a 40-minute drive up here. So that's definitely an improvement. It's definitely a step up from my one-bedroom apartment I had before that.
Hey, I get it. Now, we mentioned relaxing a little bit earlier in the show, and then even you kind of mentioned just stepping back and appreciate. What do you do? I know at camp you guys are busy, but what do you like to do when you're not playing football? We mentioned the country music a little bit, but what's your go-to?
Yeah, I mean, so right now, like on our off days, we got a group that's been playing a board game together called Settlers of Catan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who's in the group?
Yeah, so the other day we had me, Drew Tranquil, Justin Watson, Leo Chenal, and Cole Christensen all came to my place and play Catan. So it's funny what you get into during camp, but we've been really grinding at that, and, man, we talk crap. It gets competitive. It's a good time.
That's an intense game. Have you, that's like several hours to play.
I only played the video game version of it. There's a video version.
But I'm a big – other than that, I'm a big movie guy. I grew up kind of in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, and, you know, like hiking and all that stuff too. So I like to read, and so, I don't know, try and get a little bit out of
pretty well first.
Try to be.
Fixing your house, hunting, playing video games, Settlers of Catan. Well, you're trying.
Trying.
We'll give you a credit for trying.
Yeah.
Jack Cochran, Chiefs linebacker, with us here on Cody and Gold. Appreciate the time. The snow cone, Chris Jones was supposed to come by.
I didn't come by.
I think he forgot that we were here.
Yeah.
So that thing is
welcome to take his, too, but I don't know if he wants it anymore. That one's yours. That was supposed to be Chris's, but if he's hot, you can take one with him. Give it to a different teammate. I don't care.
That thing has melted on you a little
bit.
Let's give it a
quick review.
This is the Tiger Blood, I think, flavor.
It's like 95
heat. It's good. It's very refreshing, but it's a little bit melted. It's kind of like more like a drink right now.
Sugar. Should be like a slushy, but that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Jack. Appreciate it, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.